You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hush, little one, lay down to sleep. The world will keep turning and turn it'll keep. Though the bright sun seems to be hid, you'll find it a morning he'll never be with. Ooh, little one laying in his heart and rest in his love. Trust in the sun, trust me a bit. Enjoy your wee morning, my heart won't be hit. Ooh, so little one lay in his heart and rest in his love.
That is Zaria's Lullaby by Valair, who we've got on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, congratulations on your beautiful new EP, Gold Dust. That song opens it, and what a stunning way to announce an EP. What was the reasoning for starting with that particular track?
Thanks so much. I think the EP was about, the last sort of 3 years of me and just getting married and stuff, and just grappling with like this new season, but also grappling with grief. So I think earlier that year, it was probably 2021, I was just newly married, and then I found out that my auntie had passed away. And it was like shortly after I had met a friend of mine's baby. His name was Azariah, and Azariah, and I just kind of wrote this lullaby. But it was sort of bittersweet. I was like, oh man, this is like, this little baby is just like starting out. And, but I just, I was trying to like grapple with the whole grief thing. And so.
Wow. Yeah. It's quite an incredible thing when those sort of like seasons of life pass over each other, and to be able to use music as a way to process that must be quite, cathartic for you, but also as a big thing as well, because grief is such a personal experience. What was it like trying to put things into words or into sounds, perhaps, to process that stuff?
Yeah, I think it was the only way I could really process. Actually, art was quite a big thing. I'm an external processor, so I was feeling a lot, but I didn't really know how to, I didn't know what was going on until I actually wrote stuff down, or if I like sung or even watched like movies. We watched heaps of like Pixar movies.
So good for getting a big cry, you know.
Dude, legit, I feel like they've cracked the code, and it was just like incredible. It's so awesome how like art can kind of just put stuff into words that you can't really
Yeah. And it does help you feel connected into some, bigger experience than your own thing. Yes. That you're going through as well. And for this whole EP, there's a sense of that kind of generosity, perhaps, that this project is connecting out with other people as well, or there's the potential for it to connect with other people. What's it felt like releasing this? Because I can imagine, there's a lot of different emotions that go on when you're, putting your music out anyway, but when you're putting something that has come from quite a place of intensity like that, is there a vulnerability or is there a release in kind of putting the music out there? What's it like?
Good question. Very good question. I've only really started to process the last week. So
nice.
So it's definitely I feel like it's like a mammoth thing. I'm just chipping away at it, but it's been really awesome to hear other people's experiences and just relating to the songs, because yeah, like it's taken 3 years to get here, and it was pretty scary kind of just putting out like stuff that I'd felt, but just to hear other people being like, yeah, that was me as well, like that's been really, really awesome. That's been kind of affirming that, yep, sweet is, like, this was the right thing to do, to put out this music instead of hide it away, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And there's a lot of other themes in this as well. Family, you know, kids, that kind of come through really strongly. There must be something really special about being able to sing about people you love and things that bring you a lot of joy too. What's that experience been like when you've been performing live, for example?
Yeah, no, it's been really awesome. I think I've been doing, I guess, the whole music thing before having kids, and it's been a completely different beast having kids now, and just seeing how, you know, like, I think I imagined, you know, putting the kids to sleep and then going out and doing shows or whatever, but it's looked like bringing the kids along, yeah, and having those conversations. Even right now, I'm carrying my son, who's just woken up from a nap, baby buddy.
Morning.
So it's just like this intermingling, but I think that's kind of the beauty of it, and it's been really awesome just to have people being very receptive of that, and very it's just awesome. It's just kind of, I imagine a lot of musicians out there, you know, becoming parents and stuff, and it's kind of a call not to stop, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's been awesome.
Totally. And I feel like, you know, if we look around like our kind of direct communities, it's not an unusual thing to have people who are working parents and musicians, yeah, but it is still actually quite notable perhaps when someone's kid is at the gig, or when that that child is part of the sort of creative process, or the sort of core of the creative process. It is still something that is notable and must be really lovely for other people to see that in your music. And I imagine for you as well, when you meet other people working in that space, is it something that you resonate with when you kind of run into other parents trying to do the hustle as well?
Yeah, definitely. And I think even just like musicians who might be thinking about going in that direction, and because I mean, I was definitely apprehensive going into it, like and I really thought that I had to stop after having kids, but just kind of, I think for me, been important to keep going so that other musos who do want to have a family, you know, and just kind of get encouraged to just get into the mess of it and continue.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely been lovely to meet other parents who've been just like in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Hard swimming through that crazy time together a little bit. You had a lovely gig earlier this week, celebrating the EP release. What was that show? This is the Big Fan show. What was that like? It looked like a really special evening for celebrating these songs.
Totally, man. And Big Fan already like just looks after the artist real well as well. And so it had been a while since I'd played with a band. And so the guys that I had on stage with me in Ursha Island, they were incredible. Just like, just really lovely people, spending like a really lovely night. and Alvaro was there, my little son. He had his baby earmuffs on, so that was all sleeping through the set, of course.
Of course, because, you know, why would he listen? You know, that's the classic thing.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares? but it was really, really awesome. Just like, it was good to kind of tap into that again, and actually, yeah, it was quite cathartic sharing those songs live. There's something about, you know, playing it live, like, just awesome.
Yeah, it's its own thing. It gives them a whole new, you know, form of life or something. It is a beautiful EP, Valair. Gold Dust is the EP, and Gold Dust is the song we're going to leave on now. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Are you going to be playing any more shows soon? Have you got plans or things on the calendar that you're looking forward to?
Not currently, but definitely working towards it. It's just probably processing the last week as the, and then maybe just eating breakfast, I guess. That's my plan.
That's a good plan. We'll let you get to that. Hey, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and congratulations again on a lovely EP. This is Gold Dust by Valair. You're on BFM.
Forgive me my mistake, my wounded.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.